Hi.
I'm Liza.
I'm Liv.
And you're listening to Fen Pals and Gals,
the podcast.
Welcome back, snacks.
And I oops.
Why? Ew. Literally disgusting.
I'll add something in, but continue.
That was literally the grossest thing ever. Stop. Ew. Stop. Oh my god. Oh my god. Liv.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is it that, I don't know. I actually don't know. I didn't have anything to
do. I'm really tired.
Yeah, me too. So, hi.
I'm sick. I have the freshman flu. And everyone's always like, what is that? I'm like, it's called the freshman flu. Like, what does that mean? I'm like, exactly what it sounds like. The freshman brought it. Stupid. Idiots.
Wow.
That's how I feel.
Is that how you feel?
Yes.
Do tell.
That's it.
Do tell.
So I'm sick, so
Liv sounds like an actual toad.
Actually, I'm not that bad.
No, you do.
Okay.
You sound like a toad. You look like a toad. Toad boy. Piss boy. Piss toad. Toad piss.
Piss!
Okay. Wow. That's a callback to last week's episode, so if you're interested, please go listen to that
one. If you're wondering what it's called piss!
Oh my god. Literally, I really hope nobody was listening to that with headphones on. If you were, I'm really sorry, and Liv will be paying for all of your medical bills. Anyway, yeah. So, welcome back, snacks. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, wondrous, absolutely magical day here at Disneyland.
Yeah, it's a nice Thursday.
I really hope you all get a Mickey Mouse pretzel, a Mickey Mouse waffle, Mickey Mouse ice cream, a Donald Duck-shaped body cast, and your very own pair of Mickey Mouse ears. So have a wonderful
day. Straight off of a real-life mouse.
Straight off a real-life mouse. Just take that mouse, rip its little fucking head off, and put its head on a headband, and slap it on your freaking head, you dummy. Have a wonderful day at Disneyland, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you go check out our new Epcot Center. We will be showing the history of Disneyland today. So make sure you go check that out. Have a wonderful and magical day, Disney fans.
When we went to Disney, Caitlin was like,
where's Epcot?
And we were like, you're an idiot.
She was looking at the wrong map. That was a good time.
Who are we going to call today?
Ghostbusters, duh.
Today we're going to call 911 on the podcast.
You're on the air. Is this an emergency? Not if you don't want it to be.
Hi, we're actually doing a podcast. I wonder if we can interview you real quick.
Is there someone in the room that you can't talk about? No, silly. What do you... All right. Say that you're ordering a pizza if you're in trouble. I'm not ordering a pizza. So you're not in trouble? No. What do you mean, silly? What do you want to say to the listeners? There's other people listening to this conversation? Well, I mean, yeah, all of our adoring fans... Ma'am, we're going to send dispatchers immediately to your location. Please stay on the line. Where is your current address? I think that's confidential, ma'am. I don't think you should be asking me that kind of thing. I think I should talk to my mom first. Is your mother there? Is there an adult present? No, they don't know we have a podcast. What are you... This is a podcast? Yeah, you like podcast? You want to listen to it? It's called Fen Pals and Gals. We're really good. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, and the most podcast streaming platforms. So this is not an emergency. No, what do you mean? Well, that went on for too long. Thank you. Yeah, that was actually my one-woman show podcast person online with a 911 dispatcher.
We were actually both theater kids.
I was more of a theater kid. We should talk about that. Let's have that.
All right, that's our first topic.
Topic number one, theater kids. So, ladies and gentlemen, I was a theater kid from the ripe old age of 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I
what
know.
What did you do as a 2-year-old?
Community theater.
Look, what did you do?
I would just... Actually, I
they'd be like, we're going to use
I was probably 5. I was probably 5.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was going to say, they
two
were
was
not
hyperbolic, I'm sorry.
Unless they, like, had to, like, swing you around and be like, fly!
I was actually, the baby
that got possessed
in a nativity scene. I was Jesus. Anyway.
Me could be.
Yeah. But, so my theater career started when I was 5. I was in an array of community theater things for, like, rec... Our town theater, and we just said our town name. But yeah, I liked it a lot then. And then I was in my first ever professional show when I was, I think, 9. I was 9, yes. I was in Annie. I was an orphan. Yeah, and all the adults got paid at the company theater.
Oh, at the company.
But I was a child, so I didn't get paid.
Well, yeah, because you didn't have any work papers.
Yeah, because I was. Literally
like
9.
Sorry.
But whatever. And then I was in another array of shows. And then I stopped going into high school, and that's that. That's my career.
Because in our high school, it's either you do theater or you do sports. Which sucks. So we both do sports. But mine, I don't know how old I was, but I was in a few things. My first thing was, I was in The Little Mermaid, and I was Jetsam. That was a big role. I was in Schoolhouse Rock, and I played, the Schoolhouse Rock, the Bills stuff and whatever. I was, based out of a school, and I was, the person who spoke on the announcements.
That was cool. What were some of your lines?
I don't know, but the thing was, this kid... the kids are taking a test, and so I would be, announcing names over the thing, and it would be, the name of presidents that they were trying to,
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, and then I was Pigpen. Yeah, I know. I was Pigpen, and, yeah, I just had a lot of minor major roles.
Yeah, the one...
Really good singer right here.
I had one big role in my entire career.
Yeah.
and it was, I would say it was the secondary lead.
Yeah,
was the
definitely.
Second lead.
Yeah.
And it was a musical version of The Ugly Duckling.
I remember when I first heard about it, and I was like,
the hell? Yeah, I don't want to talk about
it. My mom told me, she was like,
really embarrassing.
And I was like, what the fuck?
But it was the only big role I ever had, and I sang a lot of... I was a cat who wanted to eat the ugly duckling.
Because that's how it goes.
And I sang, 15,000 songs about wanting to eat him. And I did terribly every single time, and it was really embarrassing. So is my life. So thanks for that.
We're huge
thanks
theater
so much
kids.
For that. Yeah.
But our school's putting on really fun productions.
Yes,
this year.
They're doing Pride and Prejudice, which I love. I'm so excited. Ooh, that's gonna be a terrible noise to hear.
Sorry, my nails are really gross. Do you want me to do this after?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, debt.
Ooh.
That's for hair, but I use it.
Cute.
It's just an oil.
That's
thing.
Nice. Anyway, so yeah, I'm excited to see Pride and Prejudice, but
I'm so excited.
In the spring, I'm considering being in Mamma Mia, which is our spring musical. And I don't expect to get any roles because I kind of can't sing or dance or act anymore.
You're literally the word a good singer.
I used to be, bro. I literally don't know how to sing anymore, but it's fine, I'm fine.
I don't know how to sing. I never had voice lessons. And
I didn't
I still
either.
Got my minor
Actually,
major
yes,
roles.
I did. Well,
my dad was actually in theater. He
I know
was like
he was.
A huge theater dude.
Yeah.
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 My dad played Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, what a king. Wow.
He likes to tell me about that all the time. And then he can sing like Frank Sinatra. We did that.
Fly me to
That's what
the
he sang.
Moon.
We were at Woodlock,
yeah,
the place
fun.
That I went with my
yes,
family.
I know Woodlock.
And it was karaoke night and he sang
what?
That. But he sang it.
Wow, I can't believe your dad is a theater kid.
My dad's a star.
He is a Visco Girl theater kid.
I will talk about
Ew.
My
oh
dad
my god.
I'll see you
when
bring it up now.
No, we'll talk about it later. That's
okay.
A little taste of what's coming
that
later.
That's really creepy, out of context.
Oh, yes. Later. It's PG, don't worry.
No, there's nothing bad. My dad is a good person.
So, okay. We had a college fair yesterday. Liv, tell me about your college fair experience.
Okay, so, walked into the gym.
Yes.
Whipped on over to Syracuse, because that was the first one I saw. And I was like, hi. And he was like, oh, hi, do you have any questions? And I was like, no. And then we just kind of stood there awkwardly. And, most of the people would then start conversations, so they'd be like, oh, what are you interested in? Or, our school's based off of this, or, the location. But it was just, dead silence. I was like, I'm going to take one of these, and I'm going to go. But, yeah, so I ended up going back and gave my information to the Syracuse people and URI, because those are the two schools that I am looking at currently.
Do you have any paper? I'm just going to take a piece of paper out of your algebra binder, because I want to draw pictures. If I can find paper. I can find paper. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, my big grief about the college fair, a bunch
your
of our
grief.
Teachers, like, what?
Your grief?
My grief about it. I just put it in a puddle. That's embarrassing. Ew, stop it. Ew. Ew.
Sorry, continue.
Ew! Anyway, so basically...
I forgot those were down there.
I did not like that there were approximately four colleges that were, any good. Not any good.
That's yeah, because... No, I agree. So, big guy over there is above average, I would say, for the average scores. Big guy right here, me, is, average scores for a lot of them. A lot of them for SATs were between 1,100 to 1,400, 1,300?
No. Below that, a lot of the school,
Trinity one was 1,300, I remember.
Yeah, so, Trinity, Dublin. I would say, the high end of the range for any of the schools that were there was, Like 13, 10 maybe. Yeah.
So, and then their average GPA was anywhere from a 3.3 to up. Like, yeah. That was, like, their lowest, probably. Yeah.
But, like, literally...
So, like, it was a school that, like, the majority of... I think that's probably what they were doing. They were looking for the majority of people.
But it's, like, I don't
and
want...
And they had schools lower.
Like, it just, like, it was a bummer because it's, like, it wasn't... I'm not gonna say it. This makes me sound really, like, stupid. Like, I feel really mean. But, like,
no.
It just, like, it wasn't beneficial for me because they didn't have schools that were, like, within a reasonable range.
Yeah, I mean, they had Skidmore for you and Hamilton.
Yeah.
Are you gonna try Hamilton?
I think so.
That's a huge writing school. Like, yeah. They're really into writing. I could see they're really
But,
well
like,
there.
Both of those are, like...
They may be right near each other if I go to Syracuse.
God, cute. Mm. But both of those are, like, kind of safeties for me. Like, it's...
Those are safety schools?
Skidmore is...
Oh, I thought you meant Hamilton. I was like...
Well, I think the SATs for Hamilton are about the same.
I thought they were 1,400 or...
Big. Oh.
They were big. It was real... It's
no,
like a...
I have no idea.
Up there. Yeah. It's like... And they were like, oh, we have a 4.0 GPA average. I was like...
You're like...
And you're like, can I feel everything? And I was like, I'm not.
You're like, that's
cool. Like, my dad went there. I'm kidding. But
it was like... It was really funny, like, going to all the different places. And like, they'd be like, do you want to like fill out a card? We'd just be like... No.
Yeah, I only thought that two because those were the only two that I'm really interested
yeah.
in. Right now, Syracuse is my number one. URI is my backup.
Uh-huh.
The only issue I have with URI is I don't really, like, it's very old-looking buildings.
I love that.
And
it's
a nice campus. It's really pretty.
I love old buildings.
And I would be closer to home, which is nice.
Yeah.
But,
why do you want old buildings? That's
sick. I don't want old buildings, really.
Why?
I mean, I'd totally go there if I don't, like, I don't know. And then Syracuse.
What? But, like, why don't you want old buildings?
I don't know. Just like, I like the look of like new, like everything looking new.
So weird.
I don't know. And then Syracuse probably has some buildings, but the only issue is I don't know if having a huge college is beneficial for me because I don't talk very often in a big class.
Yeah,
so I don't know how I'll do in a big lecture hall.
I feel like you would want small classes.
Yeah, I think URI might be a little bit smaller. But a state school is really good to have. I'm actually really
Yeah, state schools are good because you have lower tuition, I think.
My mom talked about UConn too, but I don't really have a.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have a huge nursing degree. We were on our way back from.
Bro, there were literally like 90 different schools that were like, we have for nursing, but it's more expensive. And it was like, okay. I didn't say anything about nursing, but whatever.
Yeah. And what was it? Simmons looked really nice, although it's in Boston, and I don't know how I feel about that.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like I just need to go see a school that's in Boston. Yeah. Like, I need to go see a city school because, like, I've only seen Skidmore, so it's, like, I only know.
Yeah, I need to see, like, what the layout of it
yeah.
was.
If you're, like older than us and you're listening to this and you're, like, you dumb people, like, what
you're
the
like,
nuts?
What's college?
But
enjoy it.
No, if you're older.
Oh, older?
No, I'm saying if you're older. Like they're probably listening to this and being, like, you guys are so stupid. Like, that's not what matters. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we're dumb.
Well, if you're gonna be living there for 4 years, you're gonna want a nice campus
and a place
that you actually want to be, not like.
But it's
gonna
be funny to like listen back to this once we're like going to college. We're gonna be like,
that's gonna be next year. I'm literally gonna.
Ew,
cry.
That's so weird. This time next year, we're gonna like have a reasonable idea. I think.
Yeah, you'll be applying. I want to get into at least one school.
Yeah, is that the dream?
Yeah. Because once you get into one school, you know you're going to college.
Yes.
I'll be really sad if I don't make it into Syracuse, but also, like...
Whatever.
Well, as of right now, I could probably get it. Well, my
SAT?
I don't know my SATs yet.
Yeah. I literally just want to go to college. I'm so excited. I just
want
to get out
terrified.
Of here. Let me out. Let me out.
Let me in.
No, don't.
Let me in.
It's like the lady, and she's like, ah! You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's
move
on.
We have one more month.
Field hockey.
From yesterday.
I'm exhausted. I'm so tired of field hockey. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of it.
We're so done, and I don't think either of us are going to play next year.
I don't think I
am. I really like
Maybe
the
I'll
games.
Do the fall play.
Next year, I might do cross country.
I might commit to being a full-time theater kid. Because I really, literally theater made me so happy when I was just,
I would do set design, but it wouldn't act.
Okay, but you don't have to.
I would also
You could just paint sets and
I would also like to join the dance
costume.
Crew. Yeah, I'd like to join the dance crew, but I don't have any formal training of dance.
That's okay. I don't
I have gymnastics and that's it.
But I mean, you're very good at learning TikTok dances, so
I mean, I know.
That's all you need.
I know. I could always talk to Lucy about it.
If this is your first podcast, I'm really sorry. This isn't what we're like. I'm sorry. I formally apologize.
We're both stressed out about college and it's like 2 years away.
It's literally disgusting.
But yeah, so none of us neither. Like, literally everyone's like, yeah, I want to quit.
Minecraft, but in real life. That's all I'm going to say.
What
if it was a thing? What if there was Minecraft, but it's real life? What if one day you woke up and everything was cube-shaped?
Ew.
Cuboidal, if you will. What would it be like? How would you feel?
Not
random bad. Questions with Liza that she just came up with. The new segment on our podcast.
Yeah.
Liv, what would you do? If everything...
I would...
Like, if you just were a cube. One day you woke up and you were a cube.
I'd be like, I don't have to go to school now, so...
But, like, life would continue as normal, but everything would just be cuboidal.
How would you even... I don't know, you'd still have a pen. How would you write? Your hands? You don't have any fingers.
That's a good question. I did not consider that.
If it's Minecraft,
I mean, but you can hold things in Minecraft. You can hold, like, a sword and stuff.
With what? It's like this.
Yeah, I know, but you can hold, like, a sword. Like, it's Minecraft, bro. You can pick things up in Minecraft. They go into your inventory, bro. Liv is not a crafter. Oh my god. She's pretending to pick up markers with literally just, like, the palm of her hand, and it's not cute. What would you do, though? Would you try to go to school?
No.
Nasty boy. Stop it. Ew. But yeah, there's one more month of field hockey. I just want it to be over. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah, I just want to be able to go home at 2 o'clock and do my homework so I'm not up till, like, 12 doing it.
Last night, I had such a stressful night. I just wasn't home until so late.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I'm fine.
I love it so much. It's Thursday. I only have to do a little bit of homework and then everything is good. Yep. But I have history tomorrow and I love my history teacher. She is so nice. She's so funny.
Who do you have?
G.
Oh, yes.
She's so nice. She reminds me of Eleanor from The Good Place.
Oh, cute. She's so great. That show's coming back, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's on tonight, or was it on last night?
I think it's on tonight.
Oh, and Grey's Anatomy comes on tonight, and, like, literally all my shows are on Thursdays.
Cute. Oh, like, what gets precedent? What are you going to watch first?
I'll explain that in just a little bit.
Ooh, saucy.
Actually, it's one of our topics, so.
Ooh.
Supernatural doesn't come back until the 10th.
It's
so in 2 weeks. I'm literally gonna bawl at the end. Like, I'm gonna come to school just crying because I know it's gonna be so bad. Because they have to wrap it up, so there's no way that they can... Well, actually, there was rumors that there was gonna be a movie, but...
Yikes. That would be really tied. Kylie would shit her pants.
Both of the, like, main characters are... They're, like, done. Apparently, it was their decision, and I think they made a good decision.
That's whack. Well, they've literally been doing it for, like, 90 years,
literally, like, 16
that's
years.
Disgusting.
Or 15 or something.
Imagine.
And that's the only thing
that's
they've, like, been doing.
That's, like, literally, like, since we were, like, 2.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you were doing when you're 2, you're still doing that today.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, that's, yeah. It's so, yeah. They both have families and kids, and they're both, like, 50.
That's weird.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, it makes sense. Yeah. They need to move on with their careers, too.
Well, because now they're only going to be able to be, like, typecast as, like, the Supernatural guys. So that sucks. Like, that's, like, screwing over their career.
But I mean, they could do a lot of action things, because that's what it was more.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Sorry, I just have to get rid of my, my fuzz. My areolar, loose connective tissue. Only anatomy kids. Get that one.
Today I had a quiz in environmental. It took the entire block.
That's disgusting.
I kid you not. There was like 11 open response questions.
That's
and
disgusting.
They were like, we're giving you one extra minute after the bell. And I was like,
that's literally ridiculous and stupid and so dumb.
I don't know.
Liv, you've written down that caffeine makes you feel lightheaded. Please.
So yesterday I had coffee in the morning. Then I got home and I had a Red Bull.
Oh God.
And I thought I was going to have a heart attack. But also, when I drink coffee or, like, any kind of caffeine, when I have an empty stomach, like, first thing in the morning, I do not feel good. Like,
yikes.
It makes me feel really lightheaded.
Yikes.
That's it.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
The Red Bull I drank made me have diarrhea, so. Yeah.
That's not good.
It was loads of fun. I actually love it so much. It's my favorite.
Ew.
So.
What's up with Kylie drinking
so
much
many.
Of that.
I have no idea.
Oh my god, our friend Kylie is literally addicted to these like
Celsius.
Energy drinks called Celsius.
It has more, it has 60
milligrams of caffeine.
Milligrams more than Red Bull.
Oh my
it
god.
It's 200 milligrams.
That's whack.
I had it the other week on Friday.
Did it make you vibrate?
I was sitting in the car on a 5-hour car in Maine.
God. That sucks. So you're probably like bouncing off the walls.
Actually, kind of, but not really.
No. But there's literally, like, literally nothing makes me bounce off the walls except when I hear the sweet, godly, godly music of our Lord and Savior. Get ready, say it with me. Jason Derulo, oh! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ben Bells and Gals. If you are new here, you're probably very confused. But every time before we start recording, Liv and I pick a specific time to say the name of our Lord and Savior, Jason Derulo, so please tune in next time to say it with us and find out when we're going to say it. That one wasn't my best. That was not my best.
It's okay. Exciting.
Reciting. I just need to, like, make a solid script, because every time it's, like, a little bit different, so I always stutter when I say it, and it's...
Yeah. Stupid.
I'm embarrassed.
Everything will be all right. Oh. I thought you said everything will be high.
Everything will be high. Rocky Mountain High.
Did you know that they banned all Juul products?
I did. Let's talk about that.
Okay, that makes me a little mad.
Let's talk... Explain right now.
Because I'm a hardcore jeweler.
No, okay. She's not.
Well, it's good that they did that.
Yes.
And I support it.
Yes.
Because neither one of us Juul, and yes. Julian is bad. Because yes. You can die from
yes.
It. And you can get popcorn lung, like, really quick.
And
like,
a bunch of people have, and it's not
good. And, like, your lungs can literally collapse. And after, like, 1 year of Juuling.
Yeah.
But, anyways.
But why is it bad?
No.
No, so why is it bad?
Okay, so I'm glad that they did it, but I feel as though those measures should also be taken for guns. But the thing with guns is it is written in as our Second Amendment, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to do that. But they are so focused on combating against Juul products instead of combating or formulating a better way to assess gun control.
Hmm.
Like, I think it's...
This isn't as important, you think?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I guess if you have your own thing, that's fine. As long as it's not, like, military grade.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Like, if you have, like, a... I don't know any specific ones, but if you have a machine gun...
Yeah, like an AK-47.
You should not. Those should be banned. But if you have, like, a pistol for...
Self-defense,
or even a rifle if you were to go hunting, like if you had hunting products, I feel like you can just regulate that more than ban it.
Yeah. I've talked about this a lot with my dad, because my dad shoots skeet, and he's a big believer in guns for protection, and he, like, is licensed and all that.
Like, I can see how it protects, yes.
Right.
But, like, it shouldn't be military.
The thing about that, like, you can't just be like, we can't, like... People can't have these because then they go to the black market, and then there's still all these guns in circulation and people still have them, and now they are having them illegally and it's no good. So I believe that it's the same thing with Juul products and vaping products, because the main things that are causing the diseases are not the FDA approved this, this, and this. It's the black market products. And with the shops being closed, people aren't able to get the legal ones, and they're only able to get... the black market products, which are more likely to cause disease than the regular ones.
Yeah, because they haven't been...
Furthermore, not to get all Ron Swanson on you, but who says that the government gets to just decide that right now you're out of business? Like,
yeah, that's true. Because you are destroying a bunch of huge businesses.
And I was
a lot of profit for, like, gas stations.
Yeah, and I was reading... I was listening to NPR, and they were doing an interview with a guy who whose store is going to get closed... He said no government officials came and talked to him. He only heard it, like, on the radio. Nobody talked to him.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio.
And so he heard it on the radio, and he was like, well, I have to file for bankruptcy. My employees have to file for unemployment. Like, I need to find a job now, and, like, I have 4 months to, like, be able to sustain myself, and who knows about what after that. So, like, and also, for the people that are getting off of smoking, which is the main intended purpose of e-cigarettes, like, what are they going to do? Are they going to go use black market products, or are they going to go back to smoking?
Yeah,
no, they're going to go back to smoking. And then we have more people smoking, and then we have more people with lung cancer. So I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm not saying that, like... it's a terrible idea to ban it, but some warning would have been nice, I think, for those people to be able to make plans. And also, just the increase of black market products is not going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
So, in conclusion, nice one, Charlie Baker.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's do that. We actually debated that in a youth and government meeting last night. And
you had a
really
meeting?
Good.
And you did a debate already?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Hot Topics. We do that, apparently, a lot. And Steven was, he was, like, moderating it.
Is he,
so he'd be
e-board?
No.
What's he? Is he just a general member?
Yeah. Oh, but okay. Because he's the governor, he's like, he like, shut up. He like has authority in the club.
Is
but
he?
It's not
is
like,
he like Dana in student council?
Yes.
The,
yes.
Yeah.
Just like
that makes sense. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my thoughts on that.
You should not pick that weird rash thing.
Yeah, I know. It's
that's
blisters.
Scary.
It's just like blisters. Yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
You should get that checked out if it's
nah.
worse.
I think it's just a burn from the ice, honestly. Like, I think I just iced it for too long and just got burned. Stop looking at it. Stop looking at it. Liv, stop.
I'm sorry, it makes me uncomfortable.
Basically, guys, I got hit in the knee with a field hockey stick. And then, like, 2 inches below that, I have, like, weird blisters all over my leg. And I couldn't, like, walk up or downstairs for, like, 3 days. But, yeah, that's fine. I'm fine.
We're
it's fine.
We're continuing to go to school.
Yes. So homecoming is next weekend.
Bruv.
I'm literally so excited.
My mom and I are going to the mall this weekend because I was telling her, like, oh, I want to buy stuff from Lulu's. And she was like, well, don't you want to, like, look for dresses that not everyone else is going to be wearing?
True.
Like, okay, makes sense. So I think we're going to go to Nordstrom.
You literally have so many dresses. Nordstrom's so expensive, bro. That's going to be
fun.
Or
Macy's.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. Yeah. I really just, I like getting dressed up. I wish I
me
had
too.
Shoes to wear. I don't really know what shoes I'm going to wear, because I can't wear heels, which is kind of a doozy, but it's falling.
Oh, because
the boy is not tall. But
I can't wear heels.
But I was very nice. I was nice girlfriend last night, and I asked him a homecoming, and he
Yay.
Said yes. And it
but
was,
he said no.
Well, he, like, didn't respond. He just, like, laughed at the joke and then was like, anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. I was like, so is it a yes? I was like, hello? But he was like, yeah, of course I am. And I was like, aw.
Whole cube.
You
fine. Should have gotten a picture. I would have taken it.
That's stupid. Also, I was sweaty, so.
Oh. Well, still.
Yeah.
I would have taken
I'm
it.
Just very cute in general. I'm
okay.
just really the
I missed
cutest.
That. I was not, did yeah. not, I did not view this, so.
It was cute. Anyway. But, yeah, I'm really excited for homecoming. I'm just wearing the one that I wore, the dress that I wore freshman year.
Is it red?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it fits me so much better now, which is such a relief, because freshman year, I looked like a sack. But this year, I'm gonna look like a snack. From sack to snack, fellas. Sack to snack. Oh, sack like ball sack. Oops, that's not what I meant. I meant like potato sack. Sorry.
Sack.
Dude, it smells like sack.
Bruh,
it
smells like sack out here. that's on TMG, but you wouldn't
yes,
know.
I wouldn't.
Can't listen to
anyway,
that.
What's our next topic?
Which is better, normal journals or bullet journals? I think journals.
All right, argue.
Bullet journals.
Argue.
Because they're cool and they're cute and they're fun and you get to, like, the way that I do it, you set it up by month and it's, like, fun and, yeah.
Is that all?
That's it.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I'm an advocate for regular journals. I have a couple, I've been through a couple books.
But do you use it for personal use?
Yes.
So yours is more like a diary.
Yes.
Bullet journal is more for organizing.
Okay, but I...
You can
I'm
still
saying,
use it.
No, but, like, I also, like, I'll put, like, to-do lists, and I'll put, like...
Yeah, that's what you...
Things I have to buy and stuff.
That's what I do in a
right.
bullet journal, too.
But, so, is it... So, I've tried to have a bullet journal, and it just doesn't work for me, because
yeah.
I got so stressed out about making it look good that I was like, I can't use this. So, instead, I have this really gross, nasty-looking journal that I just, like, dump all my thoughts into... And then it makes me feel better.
That's good.
So I'm an advocate for journals. If you have never done that, you should do it. Get yourself a little notebook and then sit on your bed, turn off all your music and your TV and your turn on your light, hold your pencil in your hand. This is how to write, by the way, DIY, life hack.
Ooh, do tell.
And then put the pencil on the paper and make shapes. And those shapes somehow make noises in your brain. And congrats, now you're an English major.
Now you have written.
Oh, that'll be $120,000. And now you are unemployed.
And you have
it's
debt.
Fine. I'm
so.
fine. It's fine.
All
right, I just have no
it.
Idea what I'm going to do with my life. Anyway, let's talk about Disenchantment, bro.
Yay.
Bro.
I didn't finish
bro.
It.
I haven't either. I think right. I have like 2 episodes left.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Ew, Liv is being weird. Yeah, so basically, fam squad. Disenchantment. Disenchantment. If you didn't... Liv's being really weird. If you didn't watch the first season, you totally should. It's like... It's kind of... It's like if The Simpsons took place in medieval times. Yes. And it's just really fun and cute and silly and just kind of nice.
Oh my god, on next Saturday it's gonna be 58 degrees.
Bro, that's so exciting. I can't wait for fall weather.
Fall.
Fall. I'm gonna wear my turtleneck.
Oh, it's fall.
Oh, it's fall, isn't it?
Oh,
it's fall! Isn't it? Ew. Welcome back to Love Island Fall Edition. Here's Rebecca with her pumpkin spice latte and Chandler with his plaid scarf. And now they're going into the log cabin. Who knows what will happen next on Love Island Fall Edition.
Welcome back to Love Island! Pumpkin. The Islanders are making pumpkin spice lattes!
And they're having a bonfire and eating spiced apples.
They're really angry.
Welcome back to Love Island!
Welcome back to Love Island!
It's candle-scented!
Apparently they're... Brought to you by a Yankee candle.
Love Island! It smells like incense and asshole! I just smacked Liv really hard. She's back. She's fine. Shut up. She's fine, don't worry. Oh my god. She's fine, don't worry. Can you stop, please? Oh my god, we're gonna lose so many listeners. I'm so sorry. Okay. We're gonna talk about student council now. Oh my god, we're gonna take a brief intermission, I guess. Can you please stop? Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm gonna pause it.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, she's done. So, I went to my first ever student council meeting. For 2 years. For 2 years, I've avoided joining student council because I thought it was culty and weird and stupid.
Of course.
And then I went to my first student council meeting and I thought, huh, this is actually really fun. So now I really like student council and that's fun.
Yeah. You should come to IOSC.
I can't. I'm going to Indiana that weekend.
Do you know when it... CMASC?
Oh, I thought you were saying... Oh, but
MASC is in March.
Oh. So what's CMASC?
CMASC is that's like MASC,
but that's the one in October.
Yeah, I never go to that because they're not really that fun.
I can't go to that one.
They have two other ones, too.
Oh, sweet!
They're not really that fun, but,
That's good.
Well, I've been to one, and I don't know. They're just not as exciting as MASC. MASC is literally so fun.
That was literally the funniest thing ever, because it was so funny, because I remember, like, FaceTiming you guys at, like, 2 a.m., and you were like, you're like, we haven't slept in 19 years! Yeah. Also, Liza, you just got asked to prom! And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, no, it was so good. It was so fun. Oh, yeah, Caitlin got asked to prom. Yeah. But yeah, it's literally, like, the best time ever. Like, I had such a good time.
Eat.
So, you should definitely.
But student council is really fun. If you go to our school, please join student council. It's really fun so far.
I am on e-board. I am school committee, which means I
get to hang out with Mr. Sean.
Yes, don't say
my king. I wasn't going to.
But basically what I do is me, our friend Caitlin, and then the other representative, Haley, she's a sophomore.
She plays field hockey with us. She's really nice. She plays field hockey. I love you, Haley.
We each get assigned two or three schools. I have three and the other two have two. And you have to report to the school committee about what's going on, just quick events and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. But I don't have any, like, work within the council, actually. I'm just the representative, so.
Yummy. Tasty. So, also in meetings, I went to a youth and government meeting, which literally sounds like the nerdiest thing on the planet. Which, honestly...
Was our English teacher there by any chance?
No.
I didn't think she was. She just promoted it.
Well, it's because they need people who are good writers. If you're, actually taking it seriously and, like, making a good bill. But, like, literally, I was talking to one of the kids, and I was like, so what was your bill last year? And he was like, oh... I said that we should have no speed limits to reduce gang violence.
What the
And I was
hell
like, excuse me?
Mean?
He was like, I wrote it the night before in 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay.
I would totally do that for only the writing part, though.
It literally sounded so funny. And one before that was that we should have a statewide dress code, just for everyday life, because it would reduce gang violence. So
gang
literally,
violence? Was this, like, topic gang violence?
No, but literally, like, it's just, like, a running gag in the club that, like, every single thing that kid does is just to reduce gang violence.
There's literally no gang violence.
So then we were having a debate about, like, the vaping 4-month ban. And he was like, so, I mean, it's a good thing to ban the things, but everybody's talking about it for the wrong reasons. You know why it's a good thing? Because it reduces gang violence, and everyone was like, shut up! And it was really funny.
Quick question. Answer. What do the bills mean? Like,
so basically,
is it within your group, or is it statewide?
So, and you, basically, like, what you do is, your bill is, like, due in March, so you go to the, you go to the state house, and they say, what do you want to say about,
like,
your
actual
bill?
Representatives.
Yes, okay. Which is really cool. It's, like, actual state reps. So then you just say, sorry, we got cut off, but, you just say the name of your delegation and your name, and you read your bill, and then they're like, okay, are we gonna pass that? And everyone's like, no! And then they're like, sorry, you suck, sit down. And then the next person goes.
That's so
but
cool.
If you're nervous the first year, they said that, like, if you really just don't want to talk, literally you could just stand up, they'd be like, what's your bill? You'd be like, nah, I'm good. And they're like, okay, sit down.
So that's if you have a sucky bill,
then you just don't have to do it.
That's good.
But it's literally, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I thought it was bills within your council, and I was like, well,
no,
stupid.
No. But a lot of it is, like, learning how to write your bill and, like, going to field trips and, like, going to talk to, like, all these politicians at different colleges and stuff. So it's going to be really fun, I think.
Do you want
to
do anything in politics at all or no?
I don't know. I think it's just going to be a fun experience. And, like, everybody there is literally so nice. And, like, I already knew a lot of them from, like, Steven. And
stop picking.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It hurts. But I already knew a lot of the kids, and literally everyone was so nice to me. As soon as I walked in, literally everybody was, like, cheering, and they were like, it's the first lady! And I was like,
yes, it
I
is.
Regret being here!
Did you have to dress up, or no?
No. But it was really funny because the leader of the advisor of the club ran for a position in the state.
Oh, who was it?
The Mr. Sean. Yeah. So, but he lost. So Steven had a bunch of the campaign shirts, and he was like, Liza, you're gonna wear one of the campaign shirts. And I was
that's
like, okay.
So
I walked in wearing the shirt, and I pointed at Sean, and I was like, that's you.
Sean.
And he was like, I hate
Thanks.
You. And I was like, yeah. Anyway.
I used to go to the school committee meetings with that guy.
I know. He's a G.
He's
I love
like,
that man. He's so funny. Okay. So, speaking of men, I don't know.
My dad knows what a VSCO girl is. He listens to this podcast of these two guys. I think it's based out of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, just talk about, like, random stuff like we do and, like, current,
yeah.
like, trends and events or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's basically, like, us, except
but
they're, like,
big
older.
Boys. Yeah.
And they're also guys, so.
Yeah.
Actually, we're both guys. Just
we
kidding.
Actually are male.
JK.
Pranked.
Anywho's oozies. So we were on our way to Maine, and Sarah, my brother's girlfriend, and I were just, like, talking or whatever, and she has her hydro flask, and it
mm-hmm.
fell, and I was like, you know, every time a hydro flask falls, a VSCO girl dies.
Yeah.
And then my dad was like, oh, a VSCO girl? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, or I went, like, and I oop, and he got that reference, like, he knows what it is. And he went,
ew!
And I was like, oh, no. And then the other morning, was it yesterday morning, maybe?
Yeah, it was.
He was making fun of me because I had a big sweatshirt on, and he, like, walks out of the kitchen and goes, and I was like,
that's
oh, God.
That's so funny.
So my dad knows what a VSCO girl
so
is.
So, wait, like, in what context were those podcast guys talking about
I'm not sure.
That's
I didn't get,
so weird.
But, yeah, you know, they were just, like, they probably do, like, topics like we do.
Yeah,
like,
that's
like,
literally so funny. Oh, my God.
We should start doing advice.
We should. Guys,
my brother,
and advice. Oh, right?
We should invite our brothers on here
right.
at one point.
I need advice, Liv. Please give me advice.
Okay.
Here's a fake scenario I just made up from Billy Bob. Billy Bob.
Yahoo user, Billy Bob.
Yahoo user who's anonymous, who I will name
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. That's what they always do. Anyway, Billy Bob accidentally put 3 hole markers up his nose. And now, he can't get them out. Billy Bob, here's what you do. You
how
get a crane.
How did you get 2 in 1? Nostrils.
He has large nostrils. Next question. It's a facial deformity. Don't make fun of him. He's very insecure about
okay,
it.
I'm sorry.
So, Billy Bob has 3 to 4 markers up his nose. I say
we should actually start
because
doing
I,
Yahoo answers.
Shut up. I don't remember, I do not remember what number I said, so I'm saying 3 to 4 markers. So, he has 3 to 4
three.
Markers. Whatever. He has 3 to 4 markers up his nose. Billy Bob, here's what you do. You call the fire department and you say, help, I have 3 to 4 markers up my nose. And all of a sudden, the fire department's going to come and they're going to say, how many markers do you have up your nose? And you'll be like, somewhere between 3 and 4. And actually, legally, all fire departments are required to have at least one mathematician on their truck at all times. Really? Yes.
Is this serious?
Yeah, actually. Oh. So they have the mathematician. Actually? The mathematician is going to calculate the exact number of markers up your nose. And he's going to say, Mr. Billy Bob, I believe that, it is my belief that you have at least 3 to 4 markers up your nose. And Billy Bob's going to be like, all right, that's what I thought. And I'll be like, I officially diagnose you with 3 to 4 markers up the nose, up the nasal cavity.
You can't diagnose him because he's not a doctor.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. The mathematician's also a doctor. It's literally the law, Liv. That's the law. So, shut up, Liv. Don't ask him about his credentials. He's insecure and he can't afford school. God, so he's a mathematician, Liv. He knows.
Anyway, so then
the fire department's there. And they're like, all right, we're going to extract dem markers. And then the Kool-Aid man bursts through the wall and says, oh, yeah, as he tends to do. Then the fire department begins to extract the marker. And then the Pringles guy and the Monopoly man, they both come in and they say, brother, it's you? Because they look exactly the same. That's my conspiracy theory for another day. The guy on the Pringles can and the Walmart, the Monopoly guy,
oh, yeah,
with the mustaches.
Sorry, I kind of
So they have a family reunion. They hug. It's a very touching moment. Everyone's great. Billy Bob is like, my nose really hurts. They don't start making out because that's illegal. And then Billy Bob is like, dude, my nose really hurts, fire department. I still have like 2 to 3 markers on my nose because we've only extracted one. So they take out the 2 to 3 markers. And then the mathematician is like, but wait. Theoretically, there could be another half a marker up your nose. And so then Billy Bob Jr. just has to live with the knowledge that his father died of having half a marker up his nose. In conclusion, thank you for listening to Pen Pals and Gil.
That was stupid.
Well, that's what Billy Bob wanted to know. He wanted to know what to do when he gets markers up his nose, and I just thought I should tell him.
My advice would be you should go see a doctor.
Oh, yeah. Or just don't put markers up your nose in the first place, huh?
How'd you get him up there?
I don't know. He's got a big nostrils. I said that. He's insecure.
Okay, so here's what you do. You call your friend if you have any, or coworker, or...
Boss. Can Jam.
Call Can Jam. She will rip those out of your nose. She'll cut your nose off and then sew it back on if she has to in 10 minutes all at once.
Yep.
Anyways, here's what you do. You call someone.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
They drive you to the hospital.
Oh.
You go, hello. They're like, what's your problem? They're like... I have some markers on my nose. Like, okay, fill the paperwork. So you go and fill out the paperwork.
What if they have insurance?
You go to the urgent care that's
is
in
there
the
welfare,
literal center
Is there a welfare
town.
Clinic that will remove the 3 to 4 markers up my nose?
Yes. They either go to a hospital or go to an urgent care, and if the urgent care sends you to the hospital, then you should have gone to the hospital
you
in the first place.
You should have gotten insurance.
Because you have 3 to 4 markers up your nose. Idiot. And then, you know, it's probably not urgent unless your, like, nose is, like, bleeding.
I mean, 3 to 4 markers is a lengthy.
It depends on how bad your condition is.
It just imagine I'm holding markers right now.
Yeah, I
want this, but like also potentially like that. It's this theoretically. This is how many markers you have up your nose. That is a hefty amount of markers.
So they'll probably get you in pretty fast.
Yes,
and maybe the paperwork's later, and then they'll either surgically remove them or rip them out.
I'm hoping that
or
it's
melt
not painless.
Them or cut them. I don't know. You know.
You know. I bet it would be scopic, so they'd go in through your throat actually, and then just take a little camera and just shove it up your throat, and then like extract the markers because they're gonna reach up all the way like through your brain and stuff. Fun fact: did you know? Oh my god, I just learned this. If you pierce your nose and then you have to re-pierce it, you can actually cause brain damage. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Yep.
But that's what we say to you, Billy Bob.
Yes. Liv, your last topic for the night.
Why is English so hard?
Because we're taking AP.
Always.
It's AP.
We had a quiz today, and I was like, oh, easy. It's on vocab. Whatever. She made it so hard.
She did make it really hard.
And I was like, lady, you're on crack.
Yeah.
Please make something
We're easy. Taking our first AP classes, and they're very difficult.
I hate them.
Yeah.
I told my brother you should never take AP classes. Jack was smart to not take any.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to go to college. That's all.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the end of our...
Oh, do you want to call someone?
Yeah, sure.
Who do you want to call?
I don't know. Ghostbusters, probably?
Is Caitlin Powers around?
Maybe. We're going to call somebody and we'll be right back.
Hi, Caitlin.
Caitlin. You're on the air. You're on the podcast.
I'm on the okay.
What's Anything up? You want to say?
you guys smell. This is weird. You guys need to get a life.
That's really hurtful.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing right now? Is it...
I'm at KeepCon.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
Getting ready for homecoming.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Oh, wait, aren't you guys painting stuff today?
Yeah.
Aww. Ooh. What's the theme? Can you tell us?
No. I don't know.
You don't know? Well, what are you painting?
Stuff.
No, but like, what specifically? Come on, Caitlin. Ruin homecoming for everyone.
No, let her keep it a secret.
Fine, keep it a secret. Keep your secrets. You wretch. Well,
thanks for picking
up. Do you have any good advice for the listeners?
Find a new podcast.
You whore! You whore! Oh my god. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Caitlin. See you tomorrow.
That was mean.
That was really funny.
Yes. So, we reiterate, if you'd like to be called, please let us know and we'll call you.
Or we'll just use it at random like we have in the past 3 times. Yeah. Rob was like, did you put that on? And I was like, yeah, do you want me to take it off? She's like, no, I thought it was just really funny.
Yes, we're very funny. We're hilarious. Know, that's our really whole funny. Thing. So, yeah, I think that's all we have for tonight, that ladies is. And gentlemen.
It's not even nighttime. It's literally like...
No, but it's night.
It's 12:42.
Rob, it's literally...
We had an early day today.
We did. It was a blessing. That's all we have to say, though. That is all we got, fellas, boys. Thank you so much for listening. We love you literally so much. I'd like to remind you that keep listening to our podcast, please.
Yes, please.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If your refrigerator is running, you better go catch it. Bye-bye.
Bye.